Macedonia Republican Greg Forrestal opened the meeting, saying it would be cut off after 45 minutes. He anticipated some trouble right away.
This is an open meeting, but we expect everyone to be respectful.
Forrestal struggled at times to keep control as one union activist after another objected to the resolution. It would put into the Iowa Constitution word for word Iowa's right to work law, which says no worker can be required to join a union or pay any union dues. Charlie Wishman with the Iowa Federation of Labor calls that unneeded and divisive.
Why are we doing this right now, refighting battles that have been fought in other states that have torn them apart, if you've been watching the news?
That's a reference to anti-union legislation which rocked the state of Wisconsin last year. In Iowa, there have been efforts to require non-union workers to pay for some of the costs the union incurs in bargaining for wages, what they call fair share legislation. Republicans say that shows that Iowa's right to work law needs to be in the Constitution to, in their words, protect a basic right. Order slipped a little when Marcia Nichols with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees took the floor.
I guess I have to question what you're threatened about. Thank you.
No, it's 2 to 100 here or whatever. So no demonstrations will be allowed because I don't want to let this get out of hand.
Forrestal called the union reps paid organizers. Union backers argued, this is the Labor Committee. Let's pass a bill that can create new jobs. But one supporter of Iowa's right to work law said preserving it in the Constitution will help create jobs. Nicole Crane with the Iowa Association of Business and Industry says if Iowa ever gets rid of its right to work law, companies won't locate here.
The nation's leading relocation firm reported that 50% of all companies looking to relocate or expand automatically eliminate non-right-to-work states. That's automatically over 50%.
Cedar Rapids Democrat and union man Representative Todd Taylor objected when Representative Forrestal started to wrap things up.
If you're done, we can be done, but I don't think we are finished hearing from the people.
And things disintegrated altogether when Forrestal told the union reps they don't understand economics.
I warned you about demonstrations. The meeting is over.
And the committee chair walked out as the shouting continued. Outside, Forrestal explained why he's offering the proposed constitutional amendment when it has no chance of passing in the Democratic-controlled Senate.
It's important. You notice that all the members of the House signed on. It's important to the members of the House.
Meaning all 53 Republican members of the House. More fireworks are likely when the full Labor Committee takes up the bill. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.